The Shredder Hammerheads will take time for the Blues. A quick reminder that Max's Bolts can do the infield plan and the same source injuries. Please stay alert at all times. Mind you for the game. Also, for your safety, fans are not allowed on the field, but anyone who does the field play without permission will be ejected from the stadium subject to prosecution. Thank you for your cooperation. Jackie Robinson Ballpark is a smoke-free ballpark without our Max and Mirrors. For the comfort and convenience of those around you, smoking needs to be Sarah's venue. And other tobacco products are not permitted in the senior party area or restaurant. We ask that you please step outside of the ballpark if you feel the need. Be sure to check out the back of your ticket for special information about the 2022 season partners, Marco's Pizza, and Pizza Malibu. You can redeem your ticket for $8 off admission to the Daytona Malibu or fruit cheesy bread. The Marco's Pizza, the hot dinner, Italian pizza. Ballpark Hockey with Kyle Rackett, the first large Scott Rackett College, you can count on excellent teaching and real world preparation. You'll experience an academic program and blend theory and hands-on clinical skills designed to prepare you for success in your professional practice. Visit ballpark.edu to learn more.
Probably not, but yeah, I do remember that. It's come up in conversation a couple times with my friends. I don't know why. Like you fall out of the back of a truck.
A new season, but the goal remains the same. This is Daytona Tortugas Baseball.
As Hines swings, deep drive, left field, Urbina back, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail off the facing of the batting cages. De La Cruz, a line drive right field. That one's down for a base hit and gets behind the glove of Gary Jr. Everybody's going to score. Two runs in. Ellie on his way to third. He'll be in there sliding feet first. Two runs in for Daytona. They've got a 2-0 lead. Ground ball to the second baseman, Callahan. This will do it. And the year of the no-hitter has made its way to Daytona Beach. Five pitchers combine on a 1-0 no-hitter of the Jupiter Hammerheads. As the Tortugas have a dogpile in between the pitcher's mound and first base.
It's now time to come ashore with the Tortugas pregame show. Now, let's send it out to the ballpark and the voice of the Daytona Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome back here to Jackie Robinson Ballpark on another gorgeous Wednesday night and game number two of this six-game series between your Daytona Tortugas and the visiting Jupiter Hammerheads. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, leading you up until our 7.05 p.m. first pitch here from the Jack. Daytona winning their fourth straight game last night, a resounding 9-5 win over the Hammerheads. Daytona scoring at least one run in each of their last five trips to the plate last night to erase an early 2-0 deficit and come away with their fourth straight W. They'll try and set a new season high for wins in a row tonight as they will send a 2021 first-round pick Chase Petty to the mound this evening. Chase left in line for his first pro win last Thursday in game one of a doubleheader, but the lead could not be maintained after Chase threw a career-high five innings, so he'll try and follow that up with an equally outstanding performance tonight. For Jupiter will be a tandem effort. Jordan Holloway, minor league rehabber, pitched for the Hammerheads back in 2019 when this was high A ball, has made his major league debut already. He will get the start. Left-hander Luis Palacios, who has the best strikeout-to-walk ratio in the minors this year, is expected to follow him afterwards. So we'll step aside for a moment here on the pregame show when we come back. A couple of weeks ago, we had a chance to sit down with one of the hottest hitters on this Tortugas roster. That is Jack Rogers, reached base five times last night and tied a career high with three hits. You'll hear from him when we come back. We'll also get you starting lineups in first pitch, Tortugas and Hammerheads, Reds and Marlins in low A, or rather single A. Florida State League Baseball coming up here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka. Drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network in the pregame show. Justin Rock joined alongside infielder, outfielder for the Tortugas, lefty swinger, that is Jack Rogers. Jack, you've been in Daytona Beach for a couple of weeks now. What's it been like getting acclimated to this roster and these group of guys?
Yeah, it's been really special. There's a younger group here, and I think that me being here is kind of like a leadership role and just getting back into it, and I'm glad to be here.
Getting a lot more playing time here in Daytona Beach. You're off to a fantastic start at the plate. You've reached base in six consecutive games. What do you feel is clicking for you right now offensively?
You know, I'm just looking for my pitch. I'm trying not to chase anything and just getting back on time. I think that's been my big issue, is just kind of a timing thing. And I saw it really start to click last week, and I'm feeling more comfortable.
How has getting more opportunities in the lineup on a day-to-day basis helped you with that timing so far in Daytona Beach? Because it seems like every single day you've been in the lineup either at first base, left field, right field, wherever they need you.
Yeah, I think it's really more mental. I think that I had a slow start this year, and getting here and getting more playing time, I kind of responded well to it. And getting more reps is just mainly getting me back in the groove, you know what I'm saying?
So. Yeah, absolutely. You had a fantastic series during that stretch in St. Lucie. A little bit different in terms of umpiring during that stretch of road games than what you were used to maybe in Dayton with the automated ball strike system. What kind of advice were you given before that series in St. Lucie about that system, and what was it like for you as a hitter acclimating to that?
You know, I really didn't know what to think about it, but I thought it was overall pretty good. It could be difficult with some breaking balls or something like that, anything catching the zone, but I like that you're able to kind of challenge it, and some of the guys, I think it's a good idea.
Off to a great start, as we said, here in Daytona Beach. You said, you know, the mental aspect of the game has really helped you here in Daytona. What's it been like with this group of guys? You mentioned a younger group here in Daytona Beach, but an extremely excitable, you know, really nice group of players, as well as the coach and support staff. What's it been like in terms of being welcomed in here in Daytona Beach and, you know, finding your role and finding your comfortability here in Daytona Beach and with this group of guys?
Yeah, a lot of the guys, I've known them since last year when I got drafted, and it's really special just to get to play with some of them, and the coaching staff we have here is unbelievable. And just them helping me out, getting to where I need to be, is the best thing that I've done so far, and I'm just here to help the team win.
Now, this time last year, you were getting reared up and getting ready for the MLB draft after playing your college career at Sam Houston State. Reflecting back on that time a year ago when your name was finally called in the ninth round, what was that moment like for you, and how did you celebrate and share that moment with your friends and family?
Yeah, it was really something surreal. I mean, everybody dreams of doing that, and I was just pleased enough to be able to do that, and I think it's pretty special to be drafted by the Reds, and I'm just excited for what my career is at stake, you know, and I'm very early into my career, and I think that I have a lot of potential to make it to the big leagues.
You mentioned all the excitement that comes along with being drafted during the course of last year. You had a great college career at Sam Houston State, played with a lot of really talented players. Some of those players are also playing in minor league baseball right now that were also drafted last year. Have you stayed in touch with any of your fellow college teammates that are playing pro ball right now? And what's it like getting a chance to, you know, catch up with them when you can to, you know, share your experiences as minor league and pro ball players?
Yeah, it's so cool. I mean, sometimes you run into them and, like, you're just like, wow, it's pretty amazing that you get to play with all these guys, and seeing everybody develop to their full potential when they get to pro ball. And it's pretty special to see everybody and that I know succeed.
One of the other cool things during your college career is you weren't just a position player. You also did a lot of your career before your senior season as a left-handed arm. What did you like about pitching? And if you're ever needed in a pinch, are you ready for the Reds to call on you out of the bullpen?
Yeah, I actually have it as a backup plan. I thought I was really good as a pitcher. And obviously, I'm a good hitter, but it's obviously something in my back pocket that I can do later on in my career if I need to.
There's a lot of pitchers on this roster in Daytona that have experience as position players. Tuesday night starter Javi Rivera didn't pitch until he was in college. Julian Aguiar, Hunter Parks played a lot of infield positions during their high school days. What's it like being around an organization that has a lot of guys who have that experience as position players on the mound that, you know, if need be down the road, that could be an option for you?
Yeah, I think it actually helps a lot, like having that in your back pocket and being able to do that. But also, as a hitter, knowing what pitchers are trying to do to you, because I was a pitcher as well, so it really helps out in that category. But I'll probably look into it later on in my career if I need to, but obviously I'm focusing more on hitting right now.
Focusing on hitting, obviously a key part of the game. Hitting and pitching are so different. What do you enjoy most about being a position player, and is there anything you miss about your time as a pitcher during your college and high school days?
It's such a different feeling, like striking somebody out versus like getting a barrel off somebody or something. But the game is so special, and both sides of the ball are really cool, but I think I enjoy hitting more.
One final question for you, Jack. One of the big things that's been a part of minor league baseball since you've been a part of minor leagues has been the league-wide off days. On Monday is a time for you to decompress, get away from the field, relax, you know, sort of get away from it all. How have you been able to enjoy that time, and what did you do on your off day yesterday on Monday to, you know, relax and sort of get away from baseball?
You know, I just kind of get off my feet. It's really good for your mental game, too, just to kind of relax and have fun and get ready for the new week. And I think that most of the time I just try to have fun and play a little video games or hang out with some of the guys. But just being a pro baseball player is so special, and being out here in Daytona, Florida is pretty sweet.
Well, it's pretty special to have Jack Rogers in a Tortugas uniform. Thank you so much for the time. Congratulations on all your success. Best of luck the rest of the way. We'll be talking to you, Jack.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Up next, the pregame show, starting lineups and first pitch here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something. You will have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Like Lil Jon. Okay. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase. Okay!
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Thank you for listening to the Tortugas Pregame Show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to the first pitch to hear it before every Daytona Tortugas game. Now, back out to the ballpark and Justin Rock.
Back here at the Jack, national anthem has been sung, and that means it is almost time for baseball here at the Jack. Justin Rock with you here. And let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups first for the visiting Jupiter Hammerheads, put together by their manager. That is Angel Espada. Leading off, playing center field once again tonight is Osiris Johnson, batting second at short, Khalil Watson. Jose Salas, third baseman in the three spot. Brady Allen cleans up in right field. Ian Lewis, second baseman, will hit fifth. Batting sixth at first base, Zach Zubia. Hitting seventh behind the plate, it is Cameron Barstad. Jorge Caballero in the lineup for Jupiter tonight. He'll bat eighth in left field. Did not play last night. And Anahuete Santos will hit ninth. He is the DH. The Daytona starting lineup, put together by their skipper, Gookie Dawkins. Leading off, it is Tyler Callahan at second. Jay Allen the second will bat second in center. Hitting third at DH is our pregame guest, Jack Rogers. Yasiel Pino makes his Jackie Robinson ballpark debut. He'll hit cleanup at first base. Steven Layton had three hits last night, including a home run. He'll bat fifth at short. Austin Callahan, third baseman in the sixth spot. Ashton Creel had a season-high tying three hits last night. He'll bat seventh in left. Fidel Castro bats eighth in right field. And Hayden Jones will do the catching tonight. He'll bat ninth and be behind the plate. On the mound for Daytona this evening, it is the young righty Chase Petty. Petty, 19 years old, 6'1", 190 pounds, out of Summers Point, New Jersey, was the number 26 overall pick in last year's draft by the Minnesota Twins. Acquired by the Reds back in March in exchange for former All-Star Sonny Gray and minor league reliever Francis Piguero. Osiris Johnson is ready. Chase Petty is ready. The windup and our first pitch of the night is a fastball on the outside corner at 94. And we're underway right on schedule at 7:05 Eastern Time. Get you the numbers for Johnson after the 0-1 as this one fouled out of play. And Petty quickly ahead 0-2. Johnson hitting at 231 in 51 games. Nine extra base hits, three homers, and 18 batted in. Righty batter with an open stance. The 0-2. And this one fouled off the legs of Jones. And Johnson stays alive. Osiris last night 1-for-4 with a run scored. And did draw a walk. Petty working from the first base side of the rubber. Here's his 0-2 once again, and this one hit on the ground up the middle and past the outstretched mitt of Layton for a base hit. Rounding first, stopping there is Johnson, and the Hammerheads start the ball game with a leadoff single. One on, nobody out for Khalil Watson, number 16 overall pick in last year's draft. Watson entering the night hitting at 238 in 51 games. 18 extra base hits, 7 homers, 32 batted in. And the first pitch, the lefty batter is grounded to second. Callahan on to second for one. Layton the relay to first. 4-6-3 double play. And one pitch after Petty gives up a leadoff single. The next one turned into a 4-6-3 twin killing. Bases empty, two out. Now it is the third baseman, Jose Salas. Switch hitter, batting lefty, hitting at 267
in 56 games. 17 extra base hits, 3 homers, 20 RBI. First pitch to Salas is in for a called strike at 95. It's 0-1. Numbers for Petty, making his 13th appearance and 8th start. 0-2, a 3.43 ERA. Is this one off the end of the bat to second? Right at Callahan, who makes the easy play on Apino. And 1-2-3 are really the minimum faced by Petty in the first. No runs, a hit, nobody left on the double play at the end of the half. It's Jupiter nothing and Daytona coming to bat on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Bottom of the first inning, Jordan Holloway, the rehabber, on the mound for the Hammerheads tonight. Another quick run through of Daytona's order. Tyler Callahan, Allen, and Rogers, the top third. Pino, Layton, and Austin Callahan, the middle of the order. And Creel, Castro, and Jones round out the starting nine. Tyler Callahan had 3 hits last night. He'll lead off here in the bottom half of the first inning. Callahan, batting average up to 280 on the year now. 9 extra base hits, 2 homers, 11 RBIs. Third baseman Salas playing in on the infield turf. And the first pitch to Callahan, crushed deep right field. And all Allen can do is watch the first pitch of the game end up in some shrubbery. Tyler Callahan with an absolute missile beyond the right center field fence. And one pitch into the bottom of the first inning, Daytona takes a 1-0 lead. 106 miles an hour off the bat, 429 feet. And Jordan Holloway, the minor league rehabber, greeted rudely here to start the bottom of the first. That ball as demolished as we've seen from Callahan in his 2-year stint here with the Tortugas. Now it's Jay Allen, and the second pitch of the game showed bunt pulled back in a 96-mile-an-hour fastball up by his beard, and the count is 1-0. Third homer of the year for Tyler, his 12th RBI. A 1-0 to Jay, and that one outside, and the count 2-0. Allen hitting at 237 in 55 games. 15 extra base hits, 2 homers, 17 RBIs. Had a sac fly last night. The 2-0. And Allen takes a breaking ball strike. It is 2-1. Holloway standing at 6'6", 230 pounds. Just turned 26 years old from Arvada, Colorado. The 2-1. There's a called strike. And it's even at 2-2. Holloway had missed time this year with an undisclosed injury. Was placed on the IL on April 16th. As Allen fouls it off the hands, it remains 2-2. It was right after making his second start of the season at AAA Jacksonville. Still on the Marlins 40-man roster. 1-2 pitch, and Allen pulls it foul. Up the third baseline, we'll do it again. Holloway had an 0-1 record, a 7.56 ERA. in two starts in AAA this year. This is his third rehab start. Made one in the Complex League, struck out five over two scoreless, and also pitched for the Hammerheads last week in Dunedin. A 1-2. Rather, the 2-2 outside, it's 3-2. The payoff pitch, outside ball four, and Allen aboard with a walk. So the first two men have reached against Jordan Holloway. And the baton passed to Jack Rogers. Rogers reached base all five times last night, getting at 316 in 23 games. 12 extra base hits, two homers, and 14 batted in. Rogers 3-for-3 yesterday with a couple of RBI singles and a pair of walks. Runner goes on the first pitch. Pitch outside, a called strike. The throw down missed by Watson and careens into center field. And Allen has his 26th stolen base of the year. I believe that one was actually called a strike to Rogers. Indeed it was. Not a ball outside, but a stolen base nonetheless for Jay. And he's in scoring position with nobody out. Daytona already with a 1-0 lead on Tyler Callahan's solo home run. Righty offers, and Rogers swings through a breaking ball. And the count 0-2. Holloway. From the stretch in the middle of the rubber. A look at second base. A long stare down and time call. And that'll be a pitch clock violation on Holloway. Holloway can't believe it. I think, I'm not sure how accustomed he's been to these rules as a man on the 40-man roster. This just his fifth appearance of the year. So the count is 1-2 now after the violation. And then he strikes out Rogers on the off speed. First strikeout tonight for Holloway, first out of the ballgame. One down in the first for the first baseman, Yasiel Pino. Pino joined Daytona's roster from the Complex League last week after Ruben Ibarra was transferred to High A Dayton. Pino 6-for-16 during that Lakeland series with a double, a homer, and four RBIs. Righty against righty in the first pitch, a wave and a miss. 96 miles an hour away, it is 0-1. Defensive alignment behind Holloway tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Jorge Caballero, Osiris Johnson, and Brady Allen. Holloway ready above the belt. Runner breaks towards third. The 0-1 swung on and missed. The throw down, not in time. Good throw by... Did Jupiter change their lineup? That is number 29 behind the plate, not number 17, Cameron Barstad. I believe that is Jose Estrada. But we were never told that Jupiter had changed their lineup. So the count is 0-2, and now Pino strikes out on a pitch away. So Allen picks up his 27th stolen base of the year. And back-to-back strikeouts by Holloway. Two out in the first for the shortstop, Stephen Layton. It's the second time, I want to say, that's happened in the last couple of years. Where there was a lineup change and nobody told us. This one gets away from Estrada to his right. And Allen's going to score in, standing up. Wild pitch against Jordan Holloway. And Daytona takes a 2-0 first inning lead. So bases empty now, two outs, two in. And the 1-0 to Steven out in front. And it's even at 1-1. Layton hitting at 237, 26 games played. 11 extra base hits, 3 homers, 14 batted in. The 1-1. And Layton laid on a fastball in at 95. It's 1-2. Third to first around the infield for Jupiter. Jose Salas, Khalil Watson, Ian Lewis, and Zach Zubia. With what appears to be Jose Estrada behind the plate. A 1-2. Now on high. Even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Holloway has made 14 appearances, 4 starts in the big leagues with Miami. 13 of those 14 coming last season. It's 2-3 with an ERA of 4 over 36 innings. As Layton chases that one that bounces in front of the plate. Picked up by Estrada, fires down to first. And the inning is over. So Daytona picks up a couple runs on a hit. And one apparent changed catcher. At the end of an inning, 2-0 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network. Your Tortugas return home on Tuesday, June 21st, to match up with the Jupiter Hammerheads. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. There'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, June 22nd, for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on June 23rd, including drink specials starting at just $1. We celebrate love for all the ballpark that evening with our annual Pride Night. We honor Hispanic heritage in Daytona Beach on Friday, June 24th, with another Copa de la Diversión night. Players and coaches will don special jerseys, and there'll be special activities and on-field games as part of the festivities. Arrive early on Saturday, June 25th, as the first fans through the gates will receive a fanny pack giveaway as part of 90s Night. Purchase a pooch pass for $2 so your four-legged friend can enjoy a 9-inning vacation of their own on another Bark of the Park night. We wrap up the 6-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases, presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. Chase Petty back to the mound with a 2-0 lead as we head to the top of the second here in Daytona Beach. Brady Allen, Ian Lewis, Zach Zubia, the 3 set to bat in the inning. Petty from the windup, his first pitch of the second. Misses down and away for ball one. Petty just 7 pitches to retire Jupiter in the first inning. 1-0, and Allen takes a called strike. Outer half at 93, it's 1-1. Allen hitting at 241. 18 extra base hits, 6 homers, leads the team with 36 ribbies. This one hit on the ground is short. Couple bounces for Layton. He'll gather and throw across to Pino for the first out of the second inning. One up, one down for Chase in the second. And now it is the second baseman, Ian Lewis. Lewis, switch hitter, will bat left-handed. Hitting at 287 in 31 games, 8 extra base hits, 2 homers, and 15 RBI. Righty's 0-1, rather the first pitch out in front. Slider there from Petty, and the count 0-1. Chase working quickly, here he comes, and Lewis out in front of a changeup, it's 0-2. Defensive alignment behind Petty tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Ashton Creel, Jay Allen II, and Fidel Castro. Third to first around the horn, Austin Callahan, Stephen Layton, Tyler Callahan, and Yasiel Pino. The 0-2 outside, and it's a ball and 2 strikes. Hayden Jones doing the catching behind the plate for Petty this evening. 1-2. This one stroked off the end of the bat to second. Callahan to his right finds the seams, throws sidearm to first for the second out. Couple of ground balls for Petty in the second. Brings up the first baseman, Zach Zubia. Zubia at 212 in 52 games. 11 extra base hits, 4 homers, 16 batted in. Did have an RBI last night despite an 0-for-5 game. As Petty misses up and away. And it's 1-0. Right now in Daytona Beach, sunny skies, blue up above us. Very few clouds, maybe some few thin strands up in the stratosphere as Zubia takes a strike. In her half, it's 1-1. Right now, 85 degrees, 88 on the real feel per AccuWeather. That one high, 2-1. 9 mile per hour wind gusts to the southeast. American flag out in straightaway center, blowing from right to left. 2-1. That one low. And it's 3 balls and 1 strike. Zubia trying to reach base here in the second. 3-1. Low ball 4. Petty upset it himself. But Zubia earns a 2-out walk to keep the inning alive for the Hammerheads. So now let's see who's batting. And it was a straight switch. So it was Jose Estrada, who was a late addition to the lineup today, apparently for the Hammerheads, and came immediately in to Barstad's spot in the order. So nothing really changed minus the catcher. And Estrada fouls the first pitch out of play. And it's 0-1. Estrada did not play last night. Barstad had a couple of hits. It's just the 9th game of the season for Jose. 4-for-29. No extra base hits and an RBI. The 0-1. Now one outside. Breaking ball from Petty. It's 1-1. Chase last time out against Lakeland. A tough luck, no decision. Career high 5 innings. Gave up just 1 run on 2 hits. Hit a batter, walked 2, struck out 4. The 1-1. This one stroked on the ground. Diving play by Callahan. Knocks it down. Has no play. It'll be an infield base hit for Jose Estrada. And the Hammerheads with 2 on and 2 out for the left fielder Jorge Caballero. Caballero did not play last night, has had a nice start to his season, hitting 256 in 39 games. Runners take their leads. Petty's first pitch, and Caballero, a check swing ground ball. Petty thought time was out, ends up like a swinging bunt, and everybody's safe. Petty never went after the ball. He thought that one was foul, I guess. Just rolled softly up the third baseline. Even if he made a play on that ball, would not have been easy. So a walk and a couple of infield singles have loaded the bases here with 2 out. All of this coming with 2 outs for Jupiter. And now the DH, Anahuete Santos. Switch hitter batting lefty. And the first pitch he sees is low for ball 1. Santos hitting at 223. 32 games, 7 extra base hits. No homers, 15 RBIs. The 1-0. That one in the dirt gets away from Jones to his right, and Zubia will score without a play. A wild pitch against Petty, and Jupiter's 2-out rally elicits a run. It is 2-1. Walk, single, single, wild pitch, and now the tying run at third, and the go-ahead run at second. And the count 2-0 on Santos. Petty hiding his eyes behind that black leather mitt. 2-0. And Santos strokes 1 to left. Over to his right, Creel, long run, but he's able to reach up above his head as he strains onto the warning track for the final out of the inning. But the Hammerheads pick up a run with a 2-out rally. 2 hits and 2 left at the end of 1.5. 2-1 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? a Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey, baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Bottom of the second inning, Daytona in front by a run, 2-1. Austin Callahan, Ashton Creel, Fidel Castro, 6, 7, and 8. The scheduled hitters for Daytona in the inning. Jordan Holloway out for a second inning of work. We'll see how long he goes tonight. Luis Palacios, the lefty expected to follow him. First pitch of the inning to this Callahan, fouled off the catcher. And it's 0-1. Austin did not play last night. 6-4, his first 26 with the Tortugas. That's a .231 average in 9 games. 2 doubles, no homers, 7 batted in. The 0-1. And Austin takes up and away. It's 1-1. Jupiter tonight wearing the road gray uniforms, Jupiter arched across the chest in black. Black numerals on the back with an orange border. And that inside and low. Callahan ahead 2-1. Black piping around the collar down the front of the jersey. Holloway, gray pants all the way down to his ankles. Black piping along the side of them, the 2-0, and Austin rips one to center. Over to his right, Osiris Johnson reaches up, it's over his head, and bounces over the wall for a ground rule double. Austin Callahan with his third two-bagger of the season. And for the second straight inning, Daytona greets Holloway with an extra base hit to start the frame. 104 miles an hour off the bat on Callahan's two-base hit. And now the left fielder, Ashton Creel. Creel, 3 hits last night, tied a season high. 8 for 33 in 10 games with the Tortugas. That's a .242 clip. First pitch, and Creel swings through a fastball up at 97. It's 0-1. Creel, 4 extra base hits. No homers, 3 ribbies. Holloway above the belt, now the 0-1. Creel lays a bunt down, beautiful, up the first base side. Estrada bare hands and throws to first, all in one motion to get the out. Thought it was going to be an extremely tough play for Estrada, and it was. He made it look easy. So Creel will get credit with a sacrifice bunt. As taking third on the play is Callahan. So a man at third here with one out for Fidel Castro, who had an RBI base hit last night, checks his swing. Did he go? Appears he did not. No signal from the umpire saying whether or not that was a swing. So the count 1-0. Castro, 6 for 33 in 13 games with the Tortugas. That's a .182 average. All three of his extra base hits, home runs, and seven RBI. That inside and gets away from the catcher, Estrada. And Callahan will score standing up. His throw to the plate hits the umpire. And Daytona takes a 3-1 lead. Count 2-0. Estrada tried funneling that one to the plate. And ended up hitting the umpire on the side of the ribcage. Wasn't thrown particularly hard, but I've never seen that before. 2-0. Castro chases in the dirt. And it's 2-1. Roddy Ruddies, now the pitch. And Castro early. On the off speed, it is 2-2. Roddy straddles the mound, now the break even. And Castro takes low, it's a full count. Umpiring crew tonight behind the plate, calling balls and strikes. It is Christian Argueza. With Connor McKenna on the bases. Payoff pitch, and Castro fouls it off his front leg, although the umpire never ruled it that way. It remains a full count as it stays foul up the first baseline. Holloway pitched against Dunedin. That was on Friday. Through two scoreless innings, one hit, walk two, struck out one. With 32 pitches that time, he's at 33 tonight as Castro lines one down the left field line and all the way to the wall. Fidel rounds first on his way to second, and he's there standing with a one-out double. Ever since Fidel got that first hit out of the way, things have come a lot better for him, including that base hit. Over his last now nine games, Castro 7-for-24 at the plate. That's a .292 average. Daytona already with their third extra base hit against Holloway. That Castro's first double of the year. And Jones swings at the first pitch and rolls over on one to second. On the outfield turf, Ian Lewis makes the play on to Zubia for the second out. As Castro advances 90 feet to third. And back to the top of the order in Tyler Callahan, who led off this ball game with a home run. Holloway and Jupiter tonight. Black cap, black bill. Silver J Fishhook logo on the front. Hammy the Hammerhead to its left. As Callahan takes 98 on the outside. Black, it's 0-1. Got that reddish pink lighthouse in the background on that cap. Daytona a run in on two hits here in the second. They lead by a pair. And the 0-1 down and in. And it's even at 1-1. Holloway had some pretty drastic splits in this league as a minor leaguer in 2019, as Callahan takes low, it's 2-1. Got off to a real slow start. And then in the second half of the season, really took off. And the next thing you knew, he was in the major leagues, 2-1. Inside, and the count 3-1 on Tyler. Luis Palacios has started throwing down the right field line for the Hammerheads. With this about to be Holloway's 40th pitch of the evening. This is first outing against Daytona since July 31st of 2019. The 3-1 in the dirt, ball four. So Tyler Callahan on base for the second time tonight. And the inning continues for Jay Allen. Jay walked, stole a couple of bags, and scored on a wild pitch. Glenn Dishman, Hammerhead's pitching coach, coming out of the dugout. Have a conversation with the righty Holloway. Speaking of the Jupiter coaching staff, saw a very cool moment earlier today. You get to see some of those when you're around the ballpark on a consistent basis. And he's not on the Jupiter coaching staff. I guess a rover in the Marlins system. Tommy Phelps, who pitched in the major leagues for a number of years in town and saw at one point before Jupiter started taking batting practice that there was a young kid taking ground balls at second base with manager Angel Espada coaching him up. And I went up and asked whose child it was, and Tommy said, "That's mine." He was hitting his son ground balls, and as he was making the plays, he had a minor league manager in Espada teaching him the ropes. I thought that was very, very cool, and one of those moments I'm sure Tommy's son won't forget as he grows up, as Allen swings and misses, it's 0-1. But you love seeing moments like that at a ballpark. That's some of the joys of being a kid growing up in baseball. Get that primo coaching one-on-one. Runner goes from first. The 0-1 snap throw behind the runner at third. Almost gets him. Safe at second is Tyler Callahan. It is 0-2 on Jay. And so Tyler does get credit for a stolen base, even though the throw did not go to second. And now second and third and two out. But an 0-2 count on the center fielder. Holloway fires. And Allen takes in the dirt. It's 1-2. Wonder if this will be the last batter for Holloway regardless, with the lefty Rogers in the on-deck circle. Castro at 30 doubled. Callahan walked. He's at second. 1-2. And Allen fouls it through the legs of the catcher Estrada to stay alive. Daytona, a run on two hits in the inning. They have a 3-1 lead. Holloway fans that glove out on his front left hip as he looks for the sign from Estrada. 1-2. Breaking ball froze Allen for strike three. Filthy looked like a curveball with 12-6 movement. And Holloway picks up the strikeout, his fourth of the game, to end the inning. But Daytona adds another run on two hits and leave a couple men in scoring position at the end of two. 3-1 Daytona here from Daytona Beach.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like kids run the bases and catches on the field, plus your own membership card, and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the third inning, Daytona a 3-1 lead. Top of the lineup due up for the Hammerheads in the inning. Fans, need to get your group to their big event, then ride with Escott Bus Lines, the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines has provided organizations of all types with high-quality charter bus transportation since 1983. Johnson singled, was erased on a double play back in the first, and the first pitch he sees here in the third is off the inside corner for ball one. Johnson, good baseball bloodline. Second round pick of the Marlins back in 2018, the 1-0. And a check swing. Did he go? No, he did not. On appeal, says McKenna. Pitch outside for ball two. His dad, Marcel, played 3 years of minor league baseball. 2-0. Johnson rolls over on one left side. Callahan to his left. High throw to first, but Pino able to keep his foot on the square for the first out of the third inning. But Osiris also, Cousins with former NL MVP Jimmy Rollins and longtime big league outfielder Tony Tarasco. Now it's Khalil Watson grounded into a double play his first time, and this is a check swing rolled up the first base line, bat in hand, tries to gallop over it and does, but rolls foul. It's 0-1. Daytona tonight, alternate green uniforms, Tortugas arched across the chest in white, white numerals front and back, powder blue border. White pants all the way down just above the ankles for Chase. Black socks, black on black cleats, the 0-1. Off the outer half, it's 1-1. Green cap, green bill. White block D logo on the front, Sheldon through the middle wielding a bat. Infield shifted to the pole side for the lefty hitter as Petty buries that breaking ball. Down and in, it's 2-1. Watson signed for just over $4.5 million last year. As that one dropped by Jones may have cost Petty a strike. Ruled inside, it's 3-1. The number two prospect in the Marlins system, according to Baseball America. 3-1. And Watson fouls it to the screen just underneath us. It's a full count. Ranked as the number 60 prospect in all of baseball. By Baseball America entering this season as well. Payoff pitch. Outside ball four. So Khalil Watson draws a one-out walk, and that's been one of the things that prognosticators have been sort of focused on with Khalil, is cutting down on his swings and strikeouts, drawing some more walks. Similar things you heard about Ellie De La Cruz last year when he was in Daytona. One on, one out for Jose Salas in a two-run game, and Petty misses up and away for ball one. Salas ground out to second his first time. Jose last night 1-for-4. Now has a 12-game hit streak. Throw to first and Watson back safely. Khalil stole a couple of bags on Astudillo last night. Salas 17-for-43 during this 12-game stretch. That's a .395 average. As this one pummeled down the right field line. Does it have enough height? You bet. Into the auxiliary parking lot for a two-run home run. Jose Salas extends his hitting streak to 13. His fourth home run of the year. RBIs 21 and 22. And the Hammerheads have come back to tie the game at 3. 106 miles an hour off the bat, 362 feet down the line. And Jose remains scorching hot to draw this game even. So Petty yields a rare home run. Just the fourth of the year he has allowed. And now it is Brady Allen who grounded out to short. 0-for-1, and this one ripped into left field down in front of Creel for a base hit. A walk, a home run, and a single. And three straight have reached after a leadoff ground out in this third inning. Aiden Jones out to the mound to have a conversation. Todd Naskadov will not join him, at least for the time being. It's a great story on Chase last couple of weeks from our good buddy Chris Vinyl from the Daytona Beach News Journal. One of the things Hayden said in the piece about Chase is that sometimes, like most 19-year-old players, and sometimes get that internal clock rotating too fast. And Jones mentioned sometimes you just got to go out there and get Chase to settle down a little bit. First pitch of the at-bat to Lewis. Outside for ball one. Hayden has had a already unique season behind the plate for the Tortugas. Has done a real nice job when he's been called upon as Lewis fouls it away. And it's one and one. One on, one out, two in for Jupiter in the third. We're tied at three. Jones started the season as Daytona's number one catcher. At one point in the last couple weeks was number three on the depth chart. This one hit sharply on the ground to short right at Leighton. Will step on the bag himself. Sidearm throw to get the speedy Lewis in time. 6-3 double play ends the inning. But Jupiter picks up a couple runs on two hits. And nobody left after the double play at the end of two and a half, tied at three on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The Tortugas are always looking to make a positive impact. That's why every Tuesday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging. Every Tuesday night at the Jack, Tortugas players and coaches will don special pink-tinted uniforms as the franchise raises money and awareness in the never-ending fight against breast cancer. Nothing can be better than an evening of baseball under the lights and supporting a noble cause. To purchase your Breast Cancer Awareness Night tickets today, give the Tugs box office a call at 386-257-3172 or visit them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Call to the bullpen for Jupiter as we move to the bottom of the third inning. Luis Palacios takes over on the mound as Jordan Holloway's day is done. Palacios, 6'3", 215 pounds, turned 22 next month from Cagua, Venezuela. Jack Rogers struck out his first time, and he takes a called strike here to begin the bottom of the third. Rogers, Pino, and Leighton. The 3-2 up against Palacios in the inning. The 0-1, and Rogers rips this one into right field for a knock. Had some trouble on a couple of bounces, did Allen, but stays in front. And Rogers aboard with a leadoff single. Daytona has put the leadoff man on in all three innings tonight. Rogers just continues to mash the baseball. Has now reached base in 19 of his last 20 games. Now it's Pino, struck out against Holloway in the first. And he takes an off-speed pitch for a strike. It's 0-1. Palacios making his 11th appearance, just his second out of the bullpen this year. The lefty offers, and Pino, again early, 87-mile-an-hour fastball. It is 0-2. Palacios 3-3, a 4.06 ERA. 60 hits allowed in 62 innings entering the night. The 0-2 up and away. Out of his crouch, Estrada. It's a ball and two strikes. Palacios just four walks allowed this year in 62 innings and 60 strikeouts. And thus the best strikeout-to-walk ratio in the minor leagues. The 1-2. And Pino reaches and skies one to center. Johnson waits, now drifts back a bit to his right. And he'll make the catch with the sunglasses on for the first out of the third inning. One out, one on. And now Stephen Layton, who struck out his first time. Layton, been swinging a good stick lately, has picked up a knock in five of his last six games. Hitting .321 in that span, 9-for-28. Lefty against righty. And that pitch misses up and away for ball one. The dimensions here at the Jack, for those who have never been, it is .317 down the left field line. .400 a straightaway center and .325 to the pole in right. 1-0. And Palacio spins a breaking ball strike. It's 1-1. Palacios does not throw overly hard, but has been effective during his minor league career, his second season with the Hammerheads. Made 12 appearances, 10 starts with the team last season. Lazy throw over to first, and Rogers dives back safely. Palacios, pretty significant home road splits this season. Sort of playing into the idea that Roger Dean sort of displays itself as a pitcher's park in this league. Runner goes, 1-1 outside. Estrada, quick transfer, and Rogers out by about 2 feet. An outstanding throw by Jose Estrada. And Rogers gunned down for the second out. It's 2-1 on Layton. 2-4 the out at second base. Rogers picked up a couple stolen bags, has five this season between single A and high A. And Estrada has shown a quick pop time and great transfer skills in the first 2 2/3 innings behind the plate tonight. 2-1. And Layton sends that one out of play. Even at 2-2. Bases empty, two out, bottom of the third. We're tied at 3. Both teams have at least one home run tonight. Tyler Callahan clubbed the leadoff shot for Daytona. Jose Salas hit one for the Hammerheads to tie it in the top of the inning. 2-2. And Layton hits one on the ground to third. Gobbled up by Salas. Low throw with the sun setting behind the third base bag. And Zubia picks it up on the hop to end the inning. For Daytona, no runs a hit. Nobody left on the caught stealing. At the end of three, still tied at 3 on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign. Will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Fitting, we've got the Allman Brothers leading us out of this break. They grew up not too far away from here in Daytona Beach, and actually, at one point in time before they broke it big, played in our offices across the street, believe it or not. As that one all called strike to Zubia. And the count 0-1 here to start the top of the fourth, and another called strike. It's 0-2. Zubia walked and scored on a wild pitch back in the second inning. Now to Tortuga's offices across the street, directly across from the Jackie Robinson ballpark statue. That one outside, 1-2. It's been a lot of things over the year. That's one of the fun things. People come into the office sometimes and like, we'll ask, what was this before? And it doesn't look like a normal office building. And Zubia hits a towering fly ball to center. Allen going back, slowing down on the warning track, and reaches back out across his body by the 400-foot marker to make the catch for the first out of the fourth inning. Base is empty, one out for Jose Estrada. Infield base hit was stranded at third in the second. Righty against righty. And the first pitch in for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, we've been told a lot of different things the Tortugas offices were at once upon a time. As Estrada fouls it off the hands, 0-2. The building stood when Jackie Robinson played here in 1946. You can actually sort of see it in the background of one of the photos along the museum up along the third base side behind the Tortugas dugout and clubhouse. As that fouled off of Jones, it remains 0-2. We've been told it's been a library, a community center, a band shell of sorts. The 0-2, Estrada a flare in his center, and that one's going to dunk in front of Allen, a base hit. Didn't know he was in the lineup until we saw him behind the plate in the bottom of the first inning. But he's 2-for-2 tonight, playing in just his 10th game of the season. One on, one out. Now it's Jorge Caballero. Infield single his first time up. He is 1-for-1. Righty batter chokes up. Bends his knees. Wags his whole body back and forth. First pitch. Called strike, fastball at 93. It's 0-1. You think back to like Barry Bonds and Gary Sheffield's bat waggle. Imagine that, but sort of like his entire torso just sort of rocking back and forth. The 0-1. This one yanked foul. Wide of the third base bag. It's 0-2. Sun continuing to set up along the third base side towards Beach Street and Ridgewood Avenue here in downtown Daytona. Top of the 8 o'clock hour in the east. Justin Rock with you here on the Tortugas Radio Network. One on, one out, tied at 3. The 0-2. Now one sails high. And it's a ball and two strikes. Let's take a look around the FSL here on this Wednesday night. One game already final. Petty's 1-2. And Caballero sends that one right-hand side towards the turtle's nest. It'll stay at a ball and two strikes. Dunedin and Bradenton started at 11 in the morning today. Down in Dunedin, Blue Jays falling 4-2. They jumped out to a 2-0 lead. Marauders took the lead for good in the top of the eighth. 1-2. Another foul ball out of play to the right. And we'll do it again. Right arm dangling at Petty's side as he leans in over his front leg for the set in the 1-2. This one pulled on the ground and through the hole between third and short, another base hit. Estrada and Caballero are both 2-for-2 tonight. And the Hammerheads with two on, one out in the fourth inning. For the designated hitter, Anahuete Santos. Flied out to left. To end the second is last time up. Everything else in the league today is currently in progress. The other three games all exactly in the bottom of the sixth inning. Petty's first pitch. And Santos takes outside. Off speed at 85, it's 1-0. Bottom of the sixth in Palm Beach. at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. The Mets a 2-0 lead on the Cardinals, the 1-0. That one way inside, and Jones had to reach back across his body to get it. It is 2-0. Cardinals have already used five different pitchers in that ballgame tonight, and they're only in the bottom of the sixth. When the Mets hold the two-run lead, they've already clinched the division. Now one in the dirt. And Petty now in danger of walking the bases loaded. It's 3-0. They have just completed six out in Lakeland. Flying Tigers trying to snap a four-game losing streak. They lead the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, the West Division champs, for the first half, 3-1. That one way inside again, ball four. So the Hammerheads have loaded the bases here with one out, a couple of singles and a walk. And Todd Naskadov out of the third base dugout. We'll have a conversation with Petty in the Daytona infield. Chase nearing 60 pitches on the night. You look back to that last start against Lakeland last Thursday. Petty threw 66 pitches, his season high 72, back on May the 28th. So Daytona very rarely allows him to get past 70 pitches here in his first full pro season. As they continue to build up that arm strength for the young right-hander. Argueza out to the mound to break up the conversation, and does. Everyone will head back to their normal spots. Hammerheads as a team hitting 236 this year with the bases loaded. Osiris Johnson himself 0-for-2 with a strikeout. One grand slam, that came from Brady Allen. Bases full, one out in a tie game. Petty's first pitch, and Johnson is caught stepping the wrong way on the slider. It's 0-1. Instead of taking the step towards the mound, took it towards his third base coach, and Angel Espada. Lights have flickered on here, the 0-1. And Johnson takes low. It's 1-1. On Lakeland, a 3-1 lead. On Fort Myers, Esni Chacon, a two-run homer, his first of the year. The 1-1. That one bounces. Nice backhand by Jones to keep it in front. It's now two balls and a strike. Both teams into their bullpens there. It's like Petty's been overthrowing a little bit here in this fourth. 2-1. And Johnson hits it straight up in the air and out of play. Back behind the press box, it's 2-2. Only other game tonight is in Tampa. Clearwater has taken a 3-2 lead as they play in the top of the seventh. Donnie Sands making a rehab start for Clearwater has hit a solo home run. As Johnson fouls it off the catcher Jones to stay alive. Grant Richardson hit a solo homer for Tampa, his fifth. Reigning Florida State League Player of the Week. Also worth noting, speaking of rehab assignments. 2-2. And Johnson in the center field coming on Allen. He'll make the catch above his head. Bluffing a tag from third, Estrada. Throw comes into Jones up the third baseline on a fly. And there are two out and the lead, rather the game, still tied. Johnson did not get that one deep enough in his center. And Allen coming up firing. And with a catcher at third, he'll stay put for Khalil Watson. Watson 0-for-1, walked and scored last inning on the Salas home run. Khalil 3-for-10 this year with the bases loaded with a double and five RBIs. Righty's first pitch. And Petty hits the top of the zone at 93. It's 0-1. Estrada at third, Caballero at second. Santos at first as that one finds the outside corner. Much to Watson's chagrin, it's 0-2. Petty trying to dance out of trouble here in the fourth and keep this game knotted. The righty's 0-2. Watson reaches and grounds one to second. Fielded by Callahan. He'll throw to first a little bit high, but Pino able to make the play. Checks to make sure Watson's all right before heading back to the dugout. And the side is retired. Smart play there by Callahan to throw to first. He was thinking about making the tag, but had he made the tag, that runner from third may have scored and it would have counted because it wasn't a force play. For the Hammerheads, no runs, two hits, and the bases left loaded at the end of three and a half, tied at three here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and...
Krill credited with a sack bunt his first time up. Looking at Callahan's little nugget when I said he doubled his center his first time. That was Austin. Now on outside, 1-2 on Creel. Lefty Palacios from the third base side. He gets him to chase up and away for strike three. Pitch had some outward movement on it. And Creel down on strikes for his punch out for Palacios. Two out in the fourth for the right fielder, Fidel Castro. Castro doubled to left. Stranded aboard in the second. Shortstop Watson shaded up the middle. Third baseman Salas off the line. And Castro takes a called strike. It is 0-1. I mentioned the FSL scoreboard in this fourth inning. The 0-1 and Castro a swing through a fastball 0-2. The first half of the season due to end tomorrow, I do believe. The 0-2 pitch buried in the dirt, and Castro lays off. One, two, and that one brushes Fidel back up and in. And it's even at two balls and two strikes. Final line for Jupiter's starter, Jordan Holloway, tonight. Two innings, three runs on three hits. Walk two, struck out four. As that is outside, it's a full count. Holloway charged with two wild pitches. 40 tosses, 23 strikes. As Castro tries to check his swing, but he went around. Says Christian Arguez of the home plate umpire. And Palacios picks up a pair of strikeouts as the Hammerheads have their first defensive 1-2-3 inning of the game. Headed to the fifth here on this Wednesday night. Daytona and Jupiter are tied at three.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Are puppies okay? Is a shooting star okay? Is the laughter of a small child okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something. You will have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay! Like Lil Jon. Okay! I've got to come up with my own catchphrase. Okay!
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Chase Petty going back out there for his fifth inning of work tonight. Second time this season, second time in as many starts he's done that. We'll face 3, 4, and 5 in the Jupiter order as the Tortuga bullpen starts to move. Salas shows bunt, but never pulled back as Petty threw a slider, and he missed it. It's 0-1. Salas hit a game-tying two-run homer to right back in the third, 1-for-2 tonight, as that one is low. And it's even at a ball and a strike. Quarter after eight here in the East. Hammerheads, 3 runs, 7 hits tonight. No errors. They have left 5. As that one inside, it is 2-1. Daytona, 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors. They have left 2. Juan Abril starting to throw in Daytona's left field bullpen. 2-0. And this one off the end of the bat to second. To his left, Callahan. Easy 3/4 throw on to first for the first out. One down in the fifth inning. Brings up Brady Allen, the right fielder. He's grounded a short and single to left. Righty against righty. And the first pitch from Petty spins in for a called strike. And it's 0-1. That pitch number 73 on the night for Chase. A new career high. The 0-1 fouled off the leg of the home plate umpire. It looked like Christian Argueza. He's okay. And Chase promptly ahead 0-2. Working quickly the 0-2 pitch, and Allen can't hold up on the slider. Sweeping movement down and away, and Allen down on strikes. And believe it or not, that just the first strikeout tonight for Chase. Now it's Ian Lewis, second baseman. He's grounded out twice tonight, including a double play his last time up in the third. Righty comes home, and Lewis has his knees buckle, but Chase clips the inner half. It's 0-1. Petty working with good pace here in this fifth inning. The 0-1. Slider strike. It's 0-2. Took a sharp turn from the outer half to the inner half. Petty looking for a 1-2-3 inning as time called at home plate. Shadows have covered the diamond. Sun still shining just above some buildings on Beach Street. 0-2. That sails high. It's a ball and two strikes. Petty looking for one more strike to get through 5 full again tonight. Now the 1-2. And this breaking ball hit off the hands. Rolls behind Daytona's third base dugout. We'll do it again at a ball and two strikes. Lewis, a native of Nassau in the Bahamas, becoming a growing hotbed for baseball activity. 1-2. Outside, it's 2-2. That's the 80th pitch of the ball game for Petty. Zach Zubia, the first baseman, is on deck. Petty shakes off once. Now the 2-2. And this one pulled on the ground foul. Looked like another slider that time. Remains even. A lot of foul balls from Jupiter here tonight against Petty. Righty sets the 2-2 pitch. Low, and it's a full count. Abril appears to be ready out in left. And you wonder, with a righty on deck, would they pull Petty after this batter? Now that he's up over 80 pitches. Wouldn't be the first time it's happened to Chase this season. Payoff pitch. And he got him on a beautiful back foot slider. Lewis dropped to his knees to try and make contact. Jones picks it up, throws down to first to complete the strikeout. Back-to-back K's finished the night for Petty. And although he gave up 3 runs on 7 hits, have to be impressed with the young 19-year-old with how he handled adversity tonight and kept his team right in the thick of it. Halfway through this one, tied at 3 on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
Hayden Jones swings at the first pitch of the bottom of the fifth inning and fouls it back. Count 0-1. Jones, Callahan, Allen, 9-1 and 2. Set to bat for Daytona in the inning as Jones rolls one on the ground right side. Diving to his left, Lewis kicks off his glove and behind him for a base hit. Great effort by Lewis onto the outfield turf to get there. But could not find a way to find it in his mitt. And Jones picks up a base hit, extends his hitting streak to 4 in a row. Leadoff man on again for Daytona. That's the fourth time in 5 innings they've done that. Now it's Tyler Callahan has homered and walked tonight. And the first pitch he sees, slider outside for ball one. And I will say, Petty, just 2 strikeouts tonight, more walks than K's. Gave up 7 hits in the ballgame. 1-0, outside 2-0. But the fifth inning was arguably his best inning of the night. The pitch he threw to strikeout Lewis may have been the filthiest pitch he's thrown all season. And there is something to a 19-year-old kid being able to handle adversity like he did tonight. There's a strike at the letters. It's 2-1. Even on a night where you don't have your best stuff against a solid team like Jupiter has, to be able to get out of jams, keep your team tied, and make plays and pitches when you need to says a lot about his maturity and growth throughout the course of this season. As that fouled up the first baseline, it remains 2-2. Or goes to 2-2 now on that fourth pitch of the at-bat. That's a credit to Chase, his pitching coach Todd Naskadov. And a little bit of help from the catchers as well. Throw over to first, and Jones dives in. Former Reds outfielder Shogo Akiyama is heading back to his native Japan. Saw this story yesterday. Runner leads off first, and Callahan pulls this one on the ground through the right side, a base hit. Jones rounds second on his way to third. Allen's throw in offline towards left field. Throw behind Callahan at first. Not 10 time either. Tyler Callahan has reached base all 3 times tonight. His second hit of the game. Has 5 hits already in this series. And Daytona with men at the corners and nobody out in the fifth for Jay Allen. So back-to-back base hits begin the inning for Daytona against Palacios. And now Jay with an opportunity. Allen has walked and struck out tonight. Has also stolen a pair of bags. But Akiyama heading back to Japan. Could get an offer from his former team, the Cebu Lions. Is that a back foot breaker? As Jay out in front, it's 0-1. He originally signed a 3-year, $21 million contract entering the 2020 season and never found the same success that he did in the Nippon Professional Baseball League, as this one hit a mile high in the air as Allen frustrated. In the infield, calling for it is the second baseman, Lewis. And in front of the second base bag, makes the play for the first out. So Allen gets under one. Good pitch from Palacios. And now the designated hitter, Jack Rogers, has singled and struck out tonight, 1-for-2. But Akiyama slashed just 224, 320, 274 over 366 career plate appearances with the Reds. Was a lifetime 301 hitter in his native Japan. Reds released him partway through the final year of his contract. As Rogers takes a strike, it's 0-1. Landed with the Padres on a minor league deal. He opted out of that contract when San Diego did not bring him up to the major leagues. And he told Japanese media that his agent let him know that there were no major league offers ready for him. And that's why he's returning to the Pacific. Is that out of play? Left-hand side, count now 0-2. Akiyama did really well in the Padres minor league chain at 343. Six extra base hits in 16 games at AAA El Paso as Palacios throws over and Callahan back in standing. Jones the runner at third. Tyler Callahan the man at first with one out. And a tie game here in the bottom of the fifth. The lefty's 0-2. And Rogers sends it to the right towards the first base dugout. We'll do it again. Still no word on which team Akiyama will officially link with, but you wonder how much of his struggles in the major leagues came because, well, neither of his first two major league seasons were normal by any stretch. As Rogers takes high, it's a ball and two strikes. Also 34 years of age now. Also probably playing a factor in the kind of offers he was receiving from big league clubs. 1-2 to Jack. Outside, sliding pick by Estrada to his left. Keeps this game even. And a 2-2 count now on Rogers. Daytona trying to regain the lead. The 2-2 outside to full count. Yasiel Pino, first baseman waiting on deck. Estrada relaying signs to his infield and outfield. Presumably, if Callahan is off on this payoff pitch. Not forced, as there is only one out. Runner does go, and Rogers swings and misses. Estrada bluffs the throw, and Callahan picks up his second stolen base of the game. But a big strikeout for Palacios, third of the night, and there are two away here in the fifth. For the first baseman, Yasiel Pino. Callahan with his seventh stolen bag. Now Daytona with second and third. Pino 0-for-2 tonight has struck out and fly to center. And Palacio steps off. Certainly looks like Abril will come on for Daytona in the sixth. Lefty's first pitch. And Pino hits one off the end of the bat to short. Watson to his left. Prohop throw to first. Just in time to get Pino, who was chugging up the line. Watson nearly took too much time. and would have scored two runs as Callahan was halfway to home plate by the time that call was made at first. Great hustle by the Daytona first baseman. Well, the Tortugas squander an opportunity as they get first and third and nobody out and cannot take the lead at the end of five. Still tied at three here from Daytona Beach. Your Tortugas return home on Tuesday, June 21st to match up with the Jupiter Hammerheads. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. There'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, June 22nd for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all you can eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on June 23rd, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We celebrate love for all the ballpark that evening with our annual Pride Night. We honor Hispanic heritage in Daytona Beach on Friday, June 24th, with another Copa de la Diversión night. Players and coaches will don special jerseys, and there'll be special activities and on-field games as part of the festivities. Arrive early on Saturday, June 25th, as the first fans through the gates will receive a fanny pack giveaway as part of 90s Night. Purchase a pooch pass for $2 so your four-legged friend can enjoy a nine-inning vacation of their own on another Bark of the Park night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Call to the bullpen for Daytona as he moved to the top of the sixth inning. It is the right-hander Juan Abril who has come on in support of Chase Petty. Zach Zubio, Jose Estrada, Jorge Caballero, the three new up in the frame. And the first pitch from Juan misses inside at 93. Maybe a little bit down. It is 1-0. Third appearance of the season for Juan. Stands at 5'8", 187 pounds. 24 years old from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. And that misses up and away. And it's two balls and no strikes. Zubia has walked and flied out to deep center tonight. Righty at the ears, the 2-0. And Zubia fights one in the air to right, coming on Castro, and he'll make the catch right about at chest height for the first out of the sixth inning. Leadoff man retired. Brings up Jose Estrada, who has singled twice, 2-for-2. Abril pitching for the first time since last Friday in Lakeland. At the final out of the ballgame, these two batters gave up a hit, struck out one. Walked four, struck out three in his 2022 Tortugas debut. Back on June the 12th, as Estrada tries to hold up, could not on the breaking ball in the dirt. And it's 0-1. Abril joining Daytona's roster back on June the 8th. Made one appearance in the Complex League before coming over. Made 16 appearances in relief with the team last year. That breaking ball is low. And it's one ball and one strike. Final line for Petty tonight. Five innings, three runs on seven hits. Three walks, two strikeouts, a home run allowed. Did surrender a wild pitch as that is high for ball two. Petty's season high, career high. 83 pitches and 53 strikes. Now the 2-1. And a swing and a miss. Fastball from the righty, 93. It's a two-ball, two-strike count. Take a look around the Reds affiliates here in this sixth inning. The 2-2. And Estrada off the hands to third. Charging in on an Austin Callahan. And on the move, makes the play to Pino. Two down. Two up, two down for Juan in the sixth. Now with Jorge Caballero in infield, knock and a single to left, 2-for-2. Reds at home tonight against the Dodgers. They're in the top of the sixth, tied at 4. Former Daytona Cub Albert Almora Jr., a solo home run, his fifth of the year for the Reds. First pitch to Caballero. Sweeps low for ball one. Jonathan India joining Almora as the Daytona alums in the lineup. Donovan Solano 1-for-2 with an RBI double in his Reds debut tonight. It's Caballero mighty late on a 95-mile-an-hour heater up. It is 1-1. Luis Castillo made the start. Ross Detweiler has taken over for him. Sun has set off to our left. Twilight sky now in Daytona as Caballero loses his top swing on a foul ball to the screen. And Abril ahead of ball and two strikes. Bases empty, two out, top six. This game tied at 3. Righty ready. Now the pitch. And that slips and sails over the head of Caballero. Tried spinning a breaking ball. And it's even at 2-2. Triple-A Louisville was at home today. A matinee against the Iowa Cubs. They fell in 10 innings, 5-4. The winning knock coming off the bat. As that one high, 3-2 of Clint Frazier, who the Cubs had designated for assignment last week, or a couple of weeks ago. Whenever they made their trip to Yankee Stadium was when he was DFA'd. Well, there's an interesting caveat. The 3-2 pitch, and Caballero swings and misses. They say he did not foul the ball off. Rolled up the first base line. Jones picked it up halfway between home and first. Throws to first to complete the strikeout, and Caballero left stoic atop the right-handed batter's box. Angel Espada walking over to the home plate umpire. Caballero can't believe he wasn't ruled a foul ball. And Abril picks up his first strikeout to close out a 1-2-3 inning. Short discussion between Argueza and Espada. Head of the bottom of the sixth, still tied at 3 here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Wacky way for the bottom, or rather top of the sixth to end. We head to the bottom of the sixth. Stephen Layton, Austin Callahan, Ashton Creel. Three due up in the inning. Layton 0-for-2 tonight, and he swings at the first pitch and golfs it high in the air. And out of play behind the third base bleachers, it is 0-1. Layton, Austin Callahan, Creel. 5, 6, and 7 due up in the inning with this game tied still at 3 aside. Lefties 0-1 is high, 1-1. The note we were going to say about Clint Frazier is that he's not Clint Frazier anymore. My buddy Alex Cohen, the play-by-play voice of the Iowa Cubs, as this tapped off the end of the bat to right, long run in for Allen. He won't get there. takes a big chop in front of him, but able to make the play and hold Layton to a leadoff single. So once again, Daytona puts the leadoff man on. They've done that in 5 of 6 innings tonight. And now it's Austin Callahan has doubled and flied out to center tonight. But Alex tweeted that he spoke to Frazier last night, and apparently he no longer wants to go by his given name, Clint. As Callahan, it's a big, hard chopper to first. Zubia steps on the bag, throw to second, in time to get Layton. The throw was high. Watson came down and slapped the tag on Layton as he was sliding in feet first. And Layton can't believe he was ruled out on the 3-6 double play for the first two outs of the sixth inning. It was a bang-bang play there at second. I would not have been stunned had they ruled Layton safe at second, getting in there under the tag of Watson. But that was not the ruling. Had that ball been hit any sense softer, it likely would not have been a double play. As Creel takes high for ball one. Creel is sack bunt and a strikeout 0 for 1 tonight. 1-0. And Creel out in front, it's 1-1. But Frazier now wants to go by his middle name, Jackson. So he is now Jackson Frazier out in front. And the count 1-2. Sort of my question is, why didn't he go by that name in the first place? I feel like that's just a way cooler name than Clint Frazier. What does my opinion matter? 1-2 pitch. Creel hits one on the ground at third. Fielded to his left, Salas. Sidearm throw to first in time to end the inning. Daytona gets a leadoff single, but a double play quells the threat. Through six, still tied at 3 here from Daytona Beach.
The next great flavor from Wendy's is here. The Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. With Wendy's signature Applewood smoked bacon smothered in our brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get them on the table.
Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you. With the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Wendy's.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for 1 game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the seventh inning. This game tied at 3. Justin Rock with you here from Daytona Beach. Fans, Escott Bus Lines is the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines is a family-owned company that's been providing organizations of all types with charter bus transportation since 1983. Reserve your ride at escottbuslines.com. That's E-S-C-O-T, buslines.com. Anahuete Santos to lead off here in the seventh, and Abril's first pitch misses outside for ball one. Santos has flied to left and walked tonight. Hammerheads 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They have left 5. Daytona 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They have left 4. Righty offers outside again. And the count 2-0. Continuing our look around the Reds affiliates tonight. Mentioned Louisville falling in 10 innings today. Chucky Robinson hit his first AAA home run. As this one off the hands to the left on top of Daytona's dugout, 2-1. Stuart Fairchild, Jose Barrero, Alejo Lopez. The Daytona alums in the starting lineup. T.J. Friedel also appeared in that ball game. Came on as a pinch runner late. The 1-1, rather the 2-1, high and away, ball three. Double A Chattanooga on the road against the Tennessee Smokies tonight. They lead 4-3 in the top of the fifth against the Cubs Farm Club as the 3-1 inside, ball four. And Sato's aboard with a five-pitch walk to begin the sixth inning. Ends a streak of eight in a row retired by Daytona pitching. And back to the top of the order, Osiris Johnson. Just the second time tonight, Jupiter has put the leadoff man aboard. First time came in the opening inning when Johnson led off the contest with a single. He's 1-for-3 tonight, flied out to center his last trip. And that breaking ball had Johnson stepping out of the box and took a right turn on the inside corner for strike one. With Chattanooga, a 4-3 lead in the top of the fifth inning. Reds' first-round pick from last year, Matt McClain. A solo homer is 12th as this one rolled up along the first base side. It's 0-2. Isaiah Gilliam, a solo homer, his 10th for the lookouts tonight. Alex McGarry has a double. Playing first base, he's the lone Tortuga alum in the lineup. Carson Spires, Daytona alum, making the start. This one a soft ground ball to short. Layton shovels on a second for one. Callahan, a first double play. Well, the Hammerheads have put the leadoff man on twice tonight. And the subsequent batter, both times, has grounded into a double play. First time it was 4-6-3, this time 6-4-3. And just like that, the leadoff walk turned aside. Bases empty, two out for Khalil Watson. 0-for-2 with a walk and a couple of ground balls to the right side. Righty's first pitch, and Abril misses up for ball one. High A Dayton playing a doubleheader today, trying to keep their postseason hopes alive. Taking on the Lake County Captains Guardians affiliate. They won game one in eight innings, 4-3. This popped up, foul ground, third base side. Austin Callahan by the auxiliary bench. And it clangs off the netting. It is 1-1. Dayton walking it off in the bottom of the eighth inning on a Nick Quintana RBI single. Jose Torres, Daniel Veoheen, Ellie De La Cruz, Alan Cerda, Austin Hendrick, Ruben Ibarra, and Justice Thompson. The Tortuga alums in the lineup today in game one. Thomas Farr made the start. Manuel Cashew came on in relief as that one misses high. And it's now 2-1 on Watson. Right now they are in the middle of the first inning of game two. Lake County a 1-0 lead on a Yonkensie Noel. Home run is 19th. Is that outside? It's a 3-ball, 1-strike count. Connor Phillips, who came over in the trade with the Mariners back in March, making the start. Here's a 3-1. And Watson, a violent swing and a miss through an elevated fastball at 95. It's a full count. Jose Torres, Ellie De La Cruz, Daniel Veoheen, Alan Cerda, Austin Hendrick, Ruben Ibarra, Justice Thompson, Michael Troutwine. All Daytona alumni in the Dayton lineup tonight. The 3-2 pitch, and this one ripped into left center field over to his left, Creel. And that one had a little carry on it. Had to reach back up over his head to make the play to end the inning. Hard rising line drive off the bat of Watson. But Creel makes the play to close out the inning. Hammerheads get the leadoff man aboard, but a double play forces them to bring the minimum to the plate. Time to get up and stretch here in Daytona. We're still tied at three here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. The first Friday night home game of each month.
during the Tortugas 2022 campaign will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Still some strands of gold and pink along the horizon here in Daytona. We're tied at 3 in the bottom of the 7th. Daytona going to send up a pinch hitter here to start the inning. Jamal O'Gwin has stepped up to bat for the lefty Fidel Castro with the southpaw. Luis Palacio still on the mound. So O'Gwin will lead off here to start the 7th, and the first pitch hit in the air to deep center. Back into his right, Johnson, and all he can do is turn and watch that one land in the palm trees. First pitch O'Gwin sees tonight, hits it out of sight to the left of the batter's eye in dead center field. The second career home run for J.O.G. goes 441 feet, 99 miles an hour off the bat. And one pitch into the 7th inning, Daytona has a 4-3 lead. Welcome to the ball game, J.O.G. Second homer of the year, is 21st RBI. And Daytona has jumped back in front. And Gookie Dawkins' decision pays off with spades, as Jones takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Jones singled his last time, is also grounded out. And that one down and away. It is 1-1. Action in Daytona's left field bullpen. Lefty offers. And Jones out in front. It is 1-2. Owen Holt loosening down the line for the Tortugas. One and two on Hayden. Now Palacios offers, and Jones a drive, left field, back to the track, Caballero, he runs out of real estate, and that one bangs off the manual scoreboard for a home run. Hayden Jones with his third home run of the year. All three of his career homers have gone to the opposite field for the second time this season. Daytona has gone back-to-back, 97 miles an hour off the bat, 378 feet. Third homer, 13th RBI, and Daytona takes a 5-3 seventh inning lead. We've said a lot this season. He was a great find. And a pair of undrafted free agents as Callahan hits a high pop-up. Got under one, shallow right field, second baseman Lewis there to make the backhanded catch for the first out. One away in the seventh for Jay Allen. 0 for 2 with a walk tonight. Popped up his last time. But a couple of undrafted free agent signees from last year. O'Gwin out of USC. Jones out of Illinois State. Delivering the lead for Daytona in the seventh inning with back-to-back jacks. As Allen hits a pop-up right side, that one will get out of play after being chased by Zubia. It is 0-1. That's the beauty of baseball. And sometimes it's those prolific prospects that make the noise. Sometimes it's the unheralded guys that are the ones that are the heroes. Is that one inside, 1-1? For every Ken Griffey Jr. and Derek Jeter. Now one high, 2-1. There is a Jose Altuve or a Mike Piazza. Or if you want to go to Daytona Cubs lineage and Daytona baseball lineage, how about Carl Edwards Jr.? Played here in 2013. Is that one out of play to the right? It's 2-2. Was drafted in a round that doesn't exist anymore. Base is empty, one out, the 2-2, and Allen flips one right center field. Over to his right is Allen. He'll get there to make the over-the-shoulder grab for the second out. Two away. Now it's the DH, Jack Rogers. Rogers has struck out twice and singled to right. 1-for-3 in this ballgame. Lefty against lefty. And Palacios' first pitch, ski balls up the mound and past the diving glove of Watson to his left. A base hit. Another multi-hit game for Jack Rogers as he continues his evisceration of FSL pitching. And the inning continues for Yasiel Pino. Pino 0-for-3. Rounded out to short his last time. Nearly beat it out. Pino. On the right-hand side. Early on the off-speed delivery at 79 from the southpaw. It's 0-1. Left side of the infield plays him to pull. The 0-1. And that one taken low. It is 1-1. Daytona two runs in on three hits here in this seventh inning. To take a 5-3 lead, back-to-back home runs by O'Gwynn and Jones. The 0-2. And Pino a line drive. That one's down for a base hit into left center field. Rogers makes the sharp turn at second. He'll head to third. He'll get there. Pino hustles into second base, sliding in head first with a hustle double. Outstanding base running by Jack Rogers and Yasiel Pino to both take extra bases on that line drive into left center field. Pino is third extra base hit with Daytona. His second double. And now Daytona with second and third and two out. And Glenn Dishman, pitching coach, out of the first base dugout to talk with Palacios and the Hammerhead infield. All but two Daytona players in the lineup do not have a hit tonight. And every player has had at least one successful plate appearance today. As the only two without hits, Jay Allen has walked, stolen a couple bases, and scored a run. While Ashton Creel had a sacrifice bunt earlier in this game. Coming off a three-hit night last night. So the Tortugas looking to give Owen Holt some more cushioning. Layton looped a single into right last inning. Before he was erased on a double play, he is 1-for-3. So Layton will step in. No action in Jupiter's right field bullpen. And the lefty's first pitch is taken outside for ball one. Nearing the top of the 9 o'clock hour here at the Jack. Tortugas looking to extend their winning streak to a season-high 5 as Layton late on that pitch. Sends it on top of Jupiter's first base dugout. It is 1-1. A Daytona trying to break the trend tonight. 0 for 7 so far in this one with runners in scoring position. The lefties 1-1. And Layton takes outside 2-1. Left-handed swinging Austin Callahan waiting on deck. So may try to nibble here with Layton with first base unoccupied. With 2-1. And Layton takes high ball 3. Runners take their leads. Here's the 3-1. And Layton swings away and couldn't get his hands in. Gets it off the handle. It's a full count. Pant legs rolled up just below the knees for Palacios. Sporting the tall black socks. And now he steps off. Before this 3-2 pitch. Lefty ready. The pitch. And Layton sends another one out of play. Off towards the pavilion. And it remains 3-2. Layton coming into the night, hitting 267 this year with runners in scoring position. The lefty offers, and this one fouled off the mask of the catcher, Estrada. It stays full. Next pitch will be the eighth of this at-bat. So 3-2 on Layton. Here with runners at second and third and two men already in. Another payoff pitch, and this one ripped into left center field, and Layton wins the battle. Two runs will score. Layton on his way to second. The throw there in plenty of time. Tried to swim around the tag, but could not. The tag applied by Lewis to end the inning. But Steven does his job with a big two-run single. His 15th and 16th RBIs of the year. Daytona puts up 4 in the inning to take a 7-3 lead to the 8th. 7-3 Tortugas here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come on in, we're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis-style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at dustinsbarbecue.com.
changes as we head to the top of the eighth inning. Jamal O'Gwin, who pinch hit for Fidel Castro, has come into the game in left field. Ashton Creel moves from left field over to right field. O'Gwin remains in the eighth spot in the order, while Owen Holt has taken over on the mound. Jose Salas to lead off, and the first pitch fastball across the outside edge at 95. And the count is 0-1. To reset the outfield for Daytona, left to right, O'Gwin, Allen, and Creel now, with the righty Holt on the hill. The 0-1, and Salas early on the changeup, it's 0-2. Holt, 6'2", 228 pounds, 23 years old from Houston, Texas. 16th round pick of the Reds last year out of Alvin Community College. Spent last year pitching there while taking a full course of classes at Alvin, in addition to taking a full course of classes at his previous school, Harvard. This one ripped left center field, long run for Allen. Dives, can't get there, and rolls all the way to the wall. O'Gwin there to pick it up and fire in. Salas round second. Now we'll head back to the bag, and he'll be there with a leadoff double. Allen gave it all he could to his right, but just out of his mitts. Nice job by O'Gwin backing up to hold Salas to two. And the Hammerheads, a man in scoring position to start the eighth inning. Now it's Brady. Allen 1-for-3 with a base hit. Holt making his 13th appearance on the year, 2-0, a .42 ERA. One save, 12 hits, and 21 and a third innings. 8 walks and 23 strikeouts, a .160 opponent average. Looks towards second. First pitch inside for ball one. Holt pitching for the first time since Saturday. In Lakeland, 2 scoreless, walked 1, struck out 3. Righty, ready from the first base side of the hill. Runner breaks towards third. This one on the ground is short. Layton looks the runner back to third and throws to first for the out. So Salas advances 90 feet as he was in motion on the pitch. And now the second baseman, Ian Lewis. Lewis struck out his last time, has also grounded out twice. Final line for Juan Abril tonight. 2 innings, no runs, no hits. A walk and a strikeout, 28 pitches and 13 strikes. Leaves the pitcher of record on the winning side. Holt's first offering here. And Lewis over the top of that one, it's 0-1. We joked last night that Ian must have forgot his uniform. He was wearing number 5. Well, the number 2 jersey made it up here tonight. He's wearing the correct number this evening. The 0-1. This one a ground ball back up the middle. This one knocked down by Layton, gets behind him, and everybody's going to be safe. It'll be an error on Stephen Layton. And the Hammerheads get a run. It is 7-4. Lewis will still be credited with his 16th RBI of the year. And it's now 7-4. And now it's Zach Zubia. Fly to right his last time, has also walked 0-for-2. Righty comes home, and this is a double play. Ground ball to short. Another chance for Steven on a 2nd-for-1. Callahan back to first, double play, inning over. So after Owen Holt gives up his first run since the second game of the season on April the 9th, an 11-game stretch without giving up a run. A double play keeps Daytona from any further damage in the frame. One run, one hit, one error, nobody left at the end of 7.5, 7-4. Tortugas in charge here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Call to the bullpen for Jupiter as we head to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is the right-hander Yoelin Quiñones, who has come on 6'3", 236 pounds. 22 years old from San Felipe in Venezuela. Will face 6, 7, and 8 in the Daytona order in the frame. Quiñones, numbers for him this year, making his 15th appearance, 0-1, a 5.57. ERA, 2 saves, 26 hits in 21 innings, 6 walks, 22 strikeouts. Opponents with a 292 clip off him. Quiñones pitching for the first time since June the 16th, so that was last Thursday. 2 scoreless innings against the Blue Jays. Walked 1 and struck out 2. Austin Callahan 1-for-3 tonight with a double. He'll lead off in the bottom of the eighth inning. Tortuga is looking to add to a 3-run lead. Righty's first pitch. And Callahan takes a strike. Off speed at 83. It's 0-1. Final line for the lefty. Palacios goes 5 innings. Gives up 4 runs. All earned on 9 hits. No walks. 3 Ks. Did surrender the back-to-back home runs last inning. As Callahan a squibber to the left. It's 0-2. Palacios, 66 pitches, 49 strikes. Leaves the pitcher of record on the losing side. Tall right-hander comes set the 0-2, and Callahan chases off the outside corner for strike 3. Off speed at 86, and Quiñones picks up his strikeout to start his night of relief. One away for Ashton Creel. 0-2. As a sacrifice bunt has also struck out and grounded out. Creel out of New Lenox, Illinois. And the first pitch he sees low for ball 1. One of my favorite nuggets on Ashton was during the pandemic in 2020. Played in a makeshift independent league that was managed by Reds catching coordinator Corky Miller, as this one fouled off, and I think Creel may have caught Estrada on the follow through. He's a little shaken up. Maybe caught his glove hand. He's holding the left side of his head. Looking to see if there's any blood or anything. Don't see much of anything, but Angel Espada out of the dugout. Sandy Crum out of the dugout as well, the Jupiter trainer. And hope everything all right with Estrada. Like Daytona, we mentioned last night, Astudillo got shaken up. Like the Tortugas, Hammerheads have only one other catcher on the active roster. That is Cameron Barstad, who we thought was the starter tonight. But evidently was not the case. And spoke with Josh Hobson, the team trainer, last night. And the reason why Astudillo was shaken up as Creel out in front, it's 1-2, was took a bouncing ball off the family jewels. And that's why he was doubled over in pain. Which, I would be too. 1-2 pitch, and he got him swinging. Breaking ball away. And back-to-back strikeouts for Quiñones to start the eighth inning. Two out for the big decider in this game right now, Jamal O'Gwin. First pitch he saw as a pinch hitter for Fidel Castro in the seventh inning. Went 440 feet off a palm tree in left center field. And he takes down and away for ball one. A lot of talk about O'Gwin. He's got a lot of power, big body. But it doesn't hit a lot of home runs. We've seen the power in BP. And beginning to tap into it in games here. The Tortugas over the last couple of weeks as he takes a strike. It's 1-1, is now homered in each of the last two homestands. The 1-1. Low 2-1. For the Hammerheads will be 7, 8, and 9 scheduled to bat against Owen Holt in the ninth. And O'Gwin fights it off the hands, and a nice scooping grab by Watson before it could hit off the turf. Sliding to his right for the final out of a 1-2-3 eighth inning. We head to the ninth here at the Jack. Tortugas, three outs away from their fifth straight win. They lead 7-4 on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Top of the ninth inning, Daytona a 7-4 lead. Owen Holt trying to close it out. Gave up a run in the eighth. First run he'd allowed since April the 9th, over 2 months ago. Jose Estrada has a couple of singles tonight, has also grounded out to third. And the first pitch of the ninth inning, a called strike. It is 0-1. Estrada, Caballero, and Santos. The three scheduled to bat against the right-hander in the Lone Star State. The 0-1, and Estrada, wave and a miss. Breaking ball away, it's 0-2. Fans, a reminder, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. A look back at this one. Scores from out of town and a look ahead. The game three in this series tomorrow night. The 0-2. And he got him swinging. Breaking ball down and away. Three pitches, three strikes, and Holt begins the ninth inning with a punch out. First strikeout tonight for Holt. And now it is Jorge Caballero. Couple of singles. And struck out his last trip against Abril in the sixth. Couple of youngsters sitting underneath us in the grandstand having some fun as they try and will Daytona to the final two outs. And Holt finds the zone. It is 0-1. First baseman Pino off the line. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Side pitch. 84 that time from Holt. May have been a breaking ball up in the zone. And he's ahead of Caballero, 0-2. Hammerheads in the road grays. Daytona in the alternate dark greens. The 0-2 pitch. And Caballero fouls it away. Didn't want to say anything. But if he swung and missed it, that one was going to start wondering whether Holt could pull off an immaculate inning. Caballero fouled it away. There's a stoppage in play. Didn't see what happened. Where the pros and cons of being directly on top of the grandstand is it's hard to tell when the umpire goes or any player goes sort of directly to the netting and the padded wall behind the plate. Have to like stand up and lean over our booth window to be able to see what was happening there. The 0-2. And now Caballero strikes out. 83 away. Back-to-back K's for Holt in the ninth, and the Tortugas one out away from their season-high fifth straight win. Last line of defense tonight for Jupiter is Anahuete Santos. 0-for-1 has fly to left and walked his last two times. Righties deals. There's a pitch in there for a strike, breaking ball. And the count 0-1. Righty at the belt, the 0-1. And that one outside, 1-1. Daytona looking to also extend their season-long home-winning streak to 6 in a row. Well, the final four games of that Fort Myers series before taking the opener last night. As this one pulled on the ground towards the first base dugout, and the Tortugas are one strike away. Great crowd on hand tonight. 1,384 have made their way to the Jack. Trying to ensure one last strike. The 1-2 got him swinging. Fastball at 94, and Holt strikes out the side in order in the ninth. And you can celebrate the Tortugas' season-long five-game winning streak. The Tortugas win it tonight by a final of 7-4. Daytona has now won five in a row, a season long. Their sixth straight home win, also a season best. And Daytona with the win, improving to 29-35. Jupiter dropping to 33-30 with the loss. And Daytona will try and guarantee themselves, at the very least, a series split with another victory tomorrow night on a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday and our annual Pride Night here in Daytona. We'll take a break when we come back. The recap report is next. Daytona wins it 7-4. Back with our final thoughts after these messages on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Your Tortugas return home on Tuesday, June 21st to match up with the Jupiter Hammerheads. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. There'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Go hungry on Wednesday, June 22nd for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on June 23rd, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We celebrate love for all the ballpark that evening with our annual Pride Night. We honor Hispanic heritage in Daytona Beach on Friday, June 24th, with another Copa de la Diversión night. Players and coaches will don special jerseys, and there'll be special activities and on-field games as part of the festivities. Arrive early on Saturday, June 25th, as the first fans through the gates will receive a fanny pack giveaway as part of 90s Night. Purchase a pooch pass for $2 so your four-legged friend can enjoy a nine-inning vacation of their own on another Bark of the Park night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
It's now time for the Recap Report, featuring a look back at today's game, scores from Major League Baseball, and a look forward to the Tortugas' next game. So let's send it back out to the stadium and the voice of the Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Another fun night at the office for Daytona, their fifth straight win, their sixth straight home victory as they acquire their 29th win of the season. As we welcome you back here to Jackie Robinson Ballpark and the happy recap, Daytona another victory here tonight. They have continued to show improvement throughout the course of the last couple of weeks, and that's what you want to see at this, the lowest full season level of the minors. To see guys continue to get better and improve and work on their craft, and there have been a lot of bumps and bruises along the way for the green and powder blue this year. But they have bounced back every time. And they continue to show it here tonight. Let's take you through the game that was Chase Petty against Major League rehabber Jordan Holloway to start. And Daytona got off to an early advantage in the bottom of the first inning on the very first pitch that was thrown by Jordan Holloway tonight. Tyler Callahan sent one out of sight to right center field. His third home run of the year gave Daytona a 1-0 lead. Jay Allen then walked, stole second, swiped third before scoring with two outs on a wild pitch to give Daytona a 2-0 lead. Jupiter would get a run back in the top of the inning with two outs. Zach Zubio walked, advanced to second on an infield hit by Jose Estrada. Another infield single by Jorge Caballero loaded the bases. And a wild pitch with Anahuete Santos at the plate allowed Zubio to score to make it 2-1. But Daytona had an answer in the bottom of the inning. Austin Callahan led off with a double to center, advanced to third on a sacrifice bunt, and then scored on a wild pitch with Fidel Castro at the dish. So with a 3-1 game going to the top of the third, it would not last as Jupiter would leave the ballpark for the first time tonight with one out. Khalil Watson coaxed a walk, and on a 1-0 pitch, Jose Salas ripped one down the right field line and into the auxiliary parking lot. His fourth home run of the year tied the game at 3. And it would stay that way throughout the middle innings until the bottom of the seventh inning, and it was Gookie Dawkins' decision to lead off that seventh inning that ended up being the difference in the ball game. He pulled back Fidel Castro with a lefty on the mound, sent up the right-handed swinging Jamal O'Gwin, and on the first pitch J.O.G. saw tonight hit one 441 feet into the brush of a palm tree to the left of dead center field. His second career home run gave Daytona a 4-3 lead. And then four pitches later, Hayden Jones, who had homered in his last game on Sunday, homered again, banging one off the manual scoreboard in left. His third homer of the year made it a 5-3 affair after a pop-up to second, a fly-out to right. Jack Rogers singled, Yasiel Pino doubled, put runners at second and third, and then Stephen Leighton had a two-run knock to left center field. He was thrown out trying to stretch it to a double, but Daytona had a 7-2-3 cushion. Jupiter would get a run in the top of the eighth inning. Jose Salas doubled and scored on an error off the bat of Ian Lewis, but Owen Holt struck out the side in order in the ninth, and Daytona wins it tonight by a final of 7-4. Winning pitcher tonight, Juan Abril. He improves to 1-0. Two innings, no runs, no hits. A walk and a K. Luis Palacios takes a loss. He drops to 3-4. Four runs on nine hits in five innings. No walks, three strikeouts for him. Final line score tonight, Jupiter, four runs, eight hits, no errors. They left five. Daytona, seven runs, 12 hits. One error, they left four. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 16 minutes in front of a crowd of 1,384. Take a look around the FSL here on this Wednesday night as we reach the bottom of the 9 o'clock hour. Everything is final now. Bradenton defeated Dunedin earlier today 4-2. Palm Beach holds off the St. Lucie Mets 4-2. It was Lakeland over Fort Myers 3-1. And Clearwater tops Tampa in 10 innings 4-3. Reds affiliate scoreboard tonight. Starting at the Major League level, top of the eighth inning in Cincinnati. Dodgers doubling them up. They lead 8-4. Iowa defeated AAA Louisville in 10 innings earlier today, 5-4. AA Chattanooga trailing the Tennessee Smokies. Cubs affiliate 7-4 in the top of the seventh. High A Dayton playing a doubleheader today against the Lake County Captains Guardians affiliate. They took the opener 4-3 on a walk-off base hit by Nick Quintana in the eighth. And they trail 1-0 right now in the top of the fourth inning in game number two. As for the rest of the circuit, there is none. Dominican Summer League Club has the night off, as does the ACL Club. They'll both be in action tomorrow at 11 a.m. and 9 p.m., respectively. As for Major League Baseball, here on this Wednesday night, take a look at our scoreboard. Astros beat the Mets earlier today 5-3. White Sox falling at home to the Blue Jays 9-5. Rangers double up the Phillies 4-2. It was the Padres 10 and the Diamondbacks 4. Bottom eight in Miami. Marlins leading the Rockies 7-1. It's the Orioles shutting out the Nationals 3-0. Bottom five. Top eight in Pittsburgh. Cubs a 10-1 lead on the Pirates. Red Sox in front 6-2 at home over the Tigers. Top seven. Top seven in Tampa. Rays a 4-2 lead on the Yankees. Bottom eight in Atlanta. It is the Giants 2 and the Braves 1. Twins 6. Guardians 4, that one in the bottom of the fifth at Target Field. Middle 5 in Milwaukee. Cardinals a 3-2 lead. Adam Wainwright against Eric Lauer. And the games that will start in about 10 to 20 minutes or so from now. A's and Mariners from Oakland at 9:40. Paul Blackburn against George Kirby. And it'll be the Angels hosting the Royals at 9:49. Shohei Ohtani against the lefty Daniel Lynch. Our series will continue tomorrow night. It'll be another fantastic evening here at the Jack. Will be a Bud Light Thursday. Draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1 all night long. It'll also be our annual Pride Night at the Jack with special honorees. The Tortugas will also wear specialty uniforms. That'll be auctioned off for charity throughout the course of this 2022 season. Gates open at 6 o'clock tomorrow. Our coverage will begin 15 minutes prior to first pitch at 6:50, leading up to our 7:05 first toss. It will be the right-hander Edgar Sanchez for the Hammerheads tomorrow. Struck out 11 against Daytona earlier this year, 4-2, a 3.88 ERA. It'll be the 20-year-old righty Reynaldo Cruz for Daytona, 0-3, a 5.85 earned run average again. Gates open at 6, coverage starting at 6:50, 7:05. They get on the air with the first pitch. That'll do it for us here tonight as Daytona wins their fifth straight, their sixth straight at home by a final of 7-4. for our quartet of owners, Reese Smith, Bob Fregol, Rick French, and Kyle McEwen. Our general manager, Jim Jaworski, and our amazing cast of characters here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from the Jack. Again, your final tonight, the Tortugas 7 and the Hammerheads 4. We hope to have you with us again for tomorrow night's fun and festivities. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Wednesday night, everybody. So long.
Thank you for tuning in to Daytona Tortuga Baseball, affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. This broadcast of Daytona Tortugas Baseball is a production of the Tortugas Radio Network in connection with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Daytona Tortugas or Minor League Baseball. This is the Tortuga Radio Network.